welcome to our Harvest Thanksgiving service. The psalmist wrote, "The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing." Let us join to sing joyfully to the Lord in our first hymn, "We Plow the Fields and Scatter."
Let us come to God in prayer. Father God, we look to your creation and we give thanks to our Creator. We watch the passing seasons and we are in awe of the place and the plans you have prepared for us. We see the golden fields and the harvest that the farmers are gathering in, and we call you Jehovah Jireh, the God provides.
Thank you, Lord, for all you have provided. The sun that warms and brightens our lives, the rain that fills the rivers and waters the soil, the abundance of crops that feed us and keep us healthy, this place that you have given us that we call home.
Father, we are sorry when our greedy and violent and deprive their neighbours of the good things that you have planned for them. We are sorry for the pollution that harms your world. We are sorry for the pollution that kills the wildlife and spoils the environment. We are so sorry for the war in Ukraine and the country that normally exports huge amounts of grain. We are sorry that people in many countries will go hungry or become poorer because they cannot get the grain from Ukraine that they need. We are sorry for the climate change that we have caused and the poor harvest it causes for farmers in many countries.
Lord God, you are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and you hold the future in your hands. But we are often short-sighted, and we sometimes live as if there's no tomorrow. Father God, please give us a vision of the future you want us to have, and help us work today for the tomorrow you have planned for us. Remind us that you have given us the task to care for your world, and share with us your concern for the generations to come. And now we come closer to each other and to your loving purposes in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The first reading is taken from Genesis chapter 41, verses 28b to 31 and 33 to 36. Joseph said, God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will follow them. Then all the abundance in Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will ravage the land. The abundance in the land will not be remembered, because the famine that follows it will be so severe.
And now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man to put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by the famine.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to our Harvest Thanksgiving service this morning. It is our children's program, and I've been assigned by the responsible persons to do two talks. I think it was Christina Rossetti who remarked that were there no God, we would be in this glorious world with grateful hearts and no one to thank. I want to speak first this morning about preparation, or the importance of preparation and saving for rainy days. I read a story about a little squirrel named Sammy. Children, are you listening? Are you listening? Do you want me to tell you a story? Good. So Sammy loved to play all day long with his friends. However, during summer, while he played, he would also collect nuts and store them away. His friends, the birds, would laugh and ask, "Why are you storing so much? There is already so much around us. There is plenty. You don't need to store anything. Just eat everything." Sammy would smile at them. "We must save some for winter," he would respond. Sure enough, winter came. And while the birds struggled to find food, what happened to Sammy? Yes? He had enough because he was foresighted. Now, one of the stories in the Bible is about Joseph, who was in Egypt. He was a big man in Egypt. He was a governor. He had power. He had control over many things. And during his time, he knew that there was plenty of food at a particular time, but there would come a time when there would be no food. It is just like having your fridge or your freezer filled with food, many yummy things. Do you eat up everything? What do you do? Do you eat up everything? You have to keep some for later. How many of you do that? Are you sure? Okay. That's a good thing. So Joseph had a plan, and he said, while they were eating, they needed to store some food. And it was very helpful because when famine came, they still had enough to eat at that time. So what is the story we can learn from this? Just like when we save our favorite snacks for later, Joseph saved food so everyone would have something to eat. And this teaches us that we should be thankful for what we have and always think ahead. Thankful for what we have and always think ahead. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your blessings, and we thank you that we enjoy them. We pray that as we eat and as we enjoy the things that you've given us now, we think of tomorrow and we think also of those who do not have, so that we can reach out to them and help them. Bless us and bless everything with us, around us, and for us. Amen. Our next hymn, it's louder now. Father God, I Wonder, 186.
The New Testament reading is taken from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Hello, children. I'm here again. And let me speak now to you about the harvest of our hearts. When we think of a harvest, we might think of picking apples or pumpkins. But there is another kind of harvest, which is the harvest of our hearts. In my first talk, I spoke of Joseph, who helped save food to feed people's bodies. And we learn from Scripture that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, healed and taught to feed people's spirits or souls. What this means for us is that we can harvest good things in our hearts by being kind, helping others, and learning about the love of God in Christ Jesus. When we do these things, our hearts become full of love and thankfulness. So this harvest season, let us remember to not only be thankful for the food that we eat, but also for the love we can share with one another. And love is about kindness. There is a story about Andy. Is there anybody by the name Andy here in church this morning? No, no Andy. Andy had a basket, and every time he did a kind deed or said a kind word, a beautiful fruit would appear in his basket. Over time, the more kind and helpful he was, the more fruits his basket held. However, his friend Ben had an empty basket because he didn't understand the value of kindness. How many people want to be kind? If you want to be kind, let me see your hand. Wonderful. If you are kind and you have a basket, fruits will appear in your baskets. So the harvest Jesus Christ speaks about is like Andy's basket of fruits. It is not just about fruits or crops, but about the good deeds we do and the love that we share with one another. When we help other people, and when we learn about God and spread kindness, and spiritual baskets become full of blessings because of the good things that we do. So it's now up to us to fill our baskets and help others fill theirs too. Let us pray. Father, we acknowledge before you that you have blessed us and that you have been very kind to us in giving us all the things that we enjoy. We pray now, O Father, that you help us to spread that kindness to other people, to be loving people, to continue, O Father, to build relationships that last, founded on the principles of love and kindness and compassion. And we thank you most especially for our children as they grew, that these virtues will live in them and they will continue to influence our world positively. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, "For the Fruits of All Creation," 2, 3, 1.
God, you are always giving and forgiving, and we are always getting and forgetting. But at harvest time, we remember you have given us every good thing. And so we thank you by giving back this offering. Lord, use it to bless others just as you have blessed us. And use us, too, to help build your kingdom here and to praise Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, our loving Heavenly Father, you are the compassionate God and you give us the things we need to live well and safely, but there are people who need help to survive. We remember the storm that has caused so much harm in Libya. The dams that collapsed have caused so much damage that the country is struggling to cope. We remember the families who have lost homes and jobs. We remember especially the many families who have lost loved ones. Father, bring help to the people in need.
We've remembered, too, the earthquake that has caused so much harm in Morocco. Houses and roads have been destroyed or damaged, and people have been struggling to get help to the towns and villages affected by it. We remember those families who have lost loved ones. Father, bring help to those in need. We remember the war in Ukraine and the many people who have had to leave homes to find safety. So many people are injured, and so many families have lost loved ones in fighting. We pray to the Prince of Peace to bring help to those in need. Father, you sent your Son to find the lost, and we pray for the people who know they have made bad choices and are having to live with the consequences. Father, show them a better way and help them to find the full life you offer to to those who follow Jesus.
Father, Jesus blessed the children who came to him, so bless us by guiding the people who give us the help we need. Guide our leaders to make the right decisions for us. Show our teachers to help us learn and grow. Look after our parents as they care for us. Help our friends to be kind.
Father, the children here are not powerful, but you love to work with the weak. Father, teach us to be compassionate, just like Jesus. Help us to make the right decisions, to learn and grow, to be caring and kind, because when we do this, we are following Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.